Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and we are broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, as you can catch me here every Friday throughout the summer and into the NFL season. We'll be here live for Football Festival August 16th, less than a month away, in which we'll have prizes, swag, giveaways. We will send you to Northwest Stadium to see the Washington Commanders. If you come here, the Football Festival, August 16th, we'll be joined by special guests from 910 The Fan, all the lovely voices that you hear talk about your favorite teams, but also the Commanders are sending Tim Hightower and Fred Smoot. So I'm very much looking forward to Football Fest 3 primetime, August 16th from 6 to 10 here at River City Roll. And it's 2 p.m., which means it's time for the Commanders Corner here on AWOD Radio. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Stubb will get you on hold, and you can chime in. You can be the quarterback of this segment. Biff is our intern for the summer, also a diehard Commanders fan. And I was on Denton Day's show, filling in for Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980. Biff, Stubb, what do you think was the first question involving the Washington Commanders that Denton Day asked me about? This was his most important question heading into training camp. What do you think that was?
I'd imagine, is it Terry going to be there?
Biff, what do you think?
Yeah, I was going to have to ask if Terry's going to be there.
That's what it is. That's the main talking point, unfortunately. And it's like, I almost feel like we talked ourselves into a circle here, right? Because we talked about this at the beginning of the offseason. We talked about it in the middle of the offseason. And then everybody spent the entire day on it when Terry McLaurin spoke to the media the other day. We've had no update. Nothing has changed. We're talking ourselves in circles. So, I'm going to repeat my take. I think Terry McLaurin gets signed. Will it be before Monday? Before the start of training camp? It's hard to think that'll happen now. I mean, I go back to months ago. I was told it would happen July 11th. It's now a week past that. It's July 18th. Will it happen a week later? I don't know. I'm here to tell you, I feel confident it will happen before July 27th when they put the pads on. That's when I believe Terry McLaurin will be signed for the Washington Commanders. But it hasn't stopped the front office from making moves. Trey Amos inks a deal. Von Miller with a one-year deal. I put Biff to work today to try to figure out why Terry McLaurin, coming off of a career year, hasn't inked a deal with the Washington Commanders. And what did you find out researching Neil Greenberg's article from the Washington Post about the age of NFL wide receivers?
Yeah, so he said that, well, you got to think about it. So Terry McLaurin is 29, and he wants a three-year deal, most likely, right? And so when he's at the age, at the end of his contract, he's going to be 33?
Well, here's the thing. He's 29 today. He'll be 30 by week two, right? Because it's September 15th is his birthday. It's crazy. He's like the same age as my sister. Makes me feel old. But so he's 20. He'll be 30 week two. Is that over the hump? Keep going.
So Neil Grimmer from the Washington Post, he analyzed wide receiver performances. Most NFL wide receivers begin to decline around age 30 and fall off significantly by age 33. And I was curious about that because he's 100% correct. I was going into it trying to prove him wrong. But what I figured out, between the ages of 27, 29, that's usually where you get peak production, which we've seen from Terry, right? Most 1,000-yard season occurred during that era. Then ages 30 to 33, you can see kind of the decline. Now, I don't want to say Terry will decline this year because he had 13 touchdowns. Yeah, if he declines, that's just a good year. I mean, 13, is that the franchise record for touchdowns, right? So I don't want to say he's going to decline, but during this age, you have fewer explosive plays, a slight dip, but then right by 33, 34, that's where the sharp drop-off. And I came up with some examples, and everybody remembers one of the greatest wide receivers of all time, Julio Jones. I mean, at his age, when he was 32, 33, his season at Tampa, he had 22 catches for barely 300 yards. A.J. Green, right before he turned 32, he had 848 yards. Now you're saying, well, that's pretty good. The next year at age 33, he had 236. So, yeah, I mean, you can definitely see some hesitation between the Washington Commanders because of the age of Terry McLaurin. But I think Terry McLaurin still should get paid. And I think people should calm down and understand, not be mad at the front office for that.
Yeah, but would you say at his peak, was Julio Jones better than Terry McLaurin?
Was Julio Jones at his peak better than Terry McLaurin? Yeah.
He was. He was. He had 1,800 yards in a season. He had 1,600. He had a 10-touchdown year. He had 5 years in a row with at least 6 touchdowns. But here's the thing. Year 30, all right, in his career, he's 30 years old, 1,300 yards, 6 touchdowns. The next year, 700. The next year, 400. The next year, 299, and then he's out of the league, right? He had that small stint with Philly. It didn't work out, right? And then you look at Santana Moss, right, in Washington. Year 31, 1,100 yards and 6 touchdowns. The next year, he has RG3, but only 500 yards. 500 yards a year after that, 400, and then he's done. He's out of the league, right? How about the guy that I would compare Terry to, who played in the Burgundy and Gold, Pierre Garçon? At age 30, he was with Washington, had 1,000 yards that year. Next year, goes to San Francisco, 500 yards. Next year after that, he's out of the league, right? That's the issue right here, is that Terry McLaurin's, he's at that age that you're about to see decline. It might not happen this year. It might not happen the next year. I almost guarantee it would happen by the end of that year, and that's the deal with this contract here. There is a massive drop-off when you get to age like 33. Actually, from what I saw, it was more like 22 and a half was where you really saw the decline, which is annoying because that would be the third year of a three-year deal for Terry McLaurin. So I think he gets signed 2 years, $70 million, maybe even $72 million. I would be okay with that. I know that 36 number would make him the second highest paid wide receiver behind Ja'Marr Chase, but you might have to do that because those records get broken every year, all right? And it simply comes down to next in line to get paid, right? There's going to be another wide receiver next year that gets paid, maybe more than Terry McLaurin, might not be even as good as him, but he's next in line to get paid. And I just feel like Terry holds all the cards here. I don't understand people arguing that Washington's front office has power because he's under contract.
No.
It's like you haven't been paying attention to this league here. The players hold the most power. They decide whether or not they're going to step on the field or not. All the front office does is write him a check, right? And so Terry decides. He has every power in the world. He will decide if he'll step on the field at training camp next week. He will decide if he'll step on the field week one. He will decide if he steps on the field at all, and he will decide if he demands a trade or not. He holds all the power in the world. He's coming off of a career season. Washington, you know what Adam Peters has to do, unfortunately? He's got to bend the knee.
Yeah.
He's got to bend the knee to Terry McLaurin. You want $34 million a year? Done. You want 35? All right, we're only going to give you a two-year deal.
Yeah.
They have to bend the knee.
There's two reasons why I think you have to do this deal. One is because Terry McLaurin is probably the most important player on and off the field for this Commander team. You hear how good of a teammate he is. You see how good of a leader he is. Without him, the mindset, I mean, you have good leaders like Frankie Louvu, Bobby, but Terry's been there through everything. There's not one player on that team.
And the other thing is, you're setting a precedent here, right? Terry's done everything.
It's like it doesn't matter.
If you don't pay him, then why would anybody come to Washington and devote their time and their development to the Commanders? Because you've set the precedent that we don't pay our own.
Yeah. The more we talk about it, the more I do have more confidence in that a deal will get done. It may be not what everyone expected. Maybe people might think it's too expensive, but I don't really care. Get this man back into a Washington. Get him back into the on the field throwing with Jaden Daniels. That's all we need right now.
So my prediction is July 26th, 2 years, $70 million. July 26th, 2 years, $70 million. Tell me if I'm right. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Now, I do feel like I'm living the dream, getting my own show every day for 3 hours, talking about my favorite sports teams, DC Sports, with a Richmond flavor. I went to VCU, covering VCU basketball. Super excited for our trip next week, ACC kickoff, UVA and Virginia Tech. But, Stubb, I did feel like a dream of mine died last night. And it's the lead story on Netflix. Stephen Colbert announced to his audience the Late Show will end in May next year, and it will be the end of CBS hosting a late-night show. That's the lead story on Netflix.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
So, Stubb, what was your reaction to this? I do feel like that you and I are hand-in-hand in being fans of late television show. You've talked about your Conan love.
Yeah, I love Conan, but if I'm being honest, it's a dying industry.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who do you... Like, no one's on cable watching late night.
Nobody's watching cable.
Right, and this doesn't exist on streaming. I think that they have not adapted to streaming in any way, and they have to do that, or we're going to see more things cancel like this. I only see these clips, aside from stuff I seek out with Conan, because it's reposted on Twitter.
Yeah, so Netflix has the John Mulaney show, and is that like their version of a late show or different?
Yes, but John Mulaney they gave a lot more control to, so he made it weird. I love it,
which
not
you like.
For everyone.
Yeah, so here's what I will say. I understand what you're saying in terms of cable. Nobody's watching cable, so why are they going to tune in at 11 o'clock at night? I do think the format of a late-night show, talk show, with special guests can still work.
Me too.
You just have to have the right host on the right network and reach the right audience. And maybe... I mean, I still think Colbert's got
it. I do too. I think part of it too is, aside from sports at this point, everyone's used to watching things when they want. The late night, it's just like, I'm not going to schedule my life around this anymore. And it's just like, maybe if they strive putting it on Hulu or Netflix or whatever, and it's live at that time, and then you can watch it tomorrow, that could have saved it. But if they're not going to make these changes, we're going to see everyone drop off.
Yeah, I mean, why not go live on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook?
Like, better there. I just don't know what the cable numbers are, especially, you know, under 60 years old right now.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, it's become more and more of old people television cable, right? I did totally love what Stephen Colbert said, though. He wishes CBS was simply hiring a new host to replace him instead of just canceling the late show for good. He would be okay with being replaced because he just loves that talk format so much.
Yeah, and all these guys are so obsessed with it, and that's awesome, but it's got to be a money sink for them. You're paying for the show, and a rerun would get just as much viewership because anyone watching cable would just watch anything at this point.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, when I turn on my TV, all right, when I turn on my flat screen, it shows Samsung Television, which I've never heard of, but Samsung Television has a station called Letterman Late Night, and they just rerun old Letterman shows, and I'll be honest with you, I've been hooked before. Yeah, like, I've ended up watching, like, a whole hour of Letterman from 95. I don't know why, but it's
one of the best to ever do it. Maybe the best.
Yeah.
Like, it's what, I mean... I don't love Colbert, and there's so many late night guys right now.
Yeah,
I thought this was gonna happen sooner, if I'm being honest.
Well, I mean, all the late night guys are moving to start doing a podcast too.
Yeah,
like,
Conan's
every
got a
single
podcast.
Late night host.
I mean, like,
also does their podcast.
Jimmy Fallon's gonna go for a while, but someone like, you know, Seth Meyers or what's the British guy?
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't suspect they will be on the air in 5 years from now.
Yeah. Let's put the intern under the microscope here. Why are the younger audience members not into late-night television? Are you staying up late playing video games? Like, what are you doing at 11 p.m., 11:30, that you're not interested in Seth Meyers or Stephen Colbert or any of the other guys?
I think it's because of TikTok. I think it's because we don't really want to watch... however long it is. Like, there's just so many more things
fried.
That we'd rather... Yeah, that's it, guys.
I hate your answer so much. It's like when I asked you the other day, why haven't you seen more Adam Sandler movies? You said, oh, because I've seen the best parts on TikTok.
That's exactly what it is, though, because it's just like...
Stop saying that. Stop saying that. Oh! I get so mad.
Well, listen, you ask, and I'm telling you, I watched the animal guy, Stephen Irwin, his son, when he was on Jimmy Fallon. That was cool.
They do. Yeah, that's all of the best bits of the talk shows do get re-uploaded on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's not convincing me to watch it more. But
no,
like something
not.
Like SNL is the only late night thing I strongly care about, and I just watch it the next day. And because they do re-upload to Hulu. Well, but these talk formats, especially when they're news heavy, it's kind of hard to watch reruns.
Yeah, I also think that Fallon and Kimmel aren't as good the last few years, and maybe they're not getting as good guests.
Fallon's just not. Fallon's never had it for me, and I've been so
really?
Annoyed
you don't
with
like
Kimmel
when
forever.
When he was talking fast,
his stupid laugh that's annoying and interrupts people all the time. I do not like Jimmy Fallon. I mean, the guys are really good. Like, Conan is just such a fantastic comedian, knows how to work with a guest, and he's not even doing it anymore. And I don't think there's anyone waiting in the wings right now to take over. Like, who would take over Stephen Colbert? There's not like a midnight show like there used to be where someone could just move up into it.
A late show. I mean, unfortunately, here's the guys that I only think could be successful at this. Like Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I hate what you mean. Jumped in and said, yeah, give me McAfee. Give me more McAfee. So
I don't know why you would, like, as a comedian right now, want to. I mean, it's a consistent paycheck, but I think a lot of comedians now love being able to do stand-up and love to be able like cameo in different movies and cameo in different shows. They don't want to be kind of handcuffed to this one thing they have to do every single night. I just don't foresee it being a long-lasting kind of piece of TV anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I could see Jason Kelsey doing something and it being popular. I think they might have to go to a sports guy or an NFL guy.
Just, I mean, like, kind of look at the sitcom industry right now. Like, the 2010s versus now, we have, what, like Abbott Elementary and and then, like, adult stuff. And that's kind of it, especially on cable.
Right.
It's
I mean,
coming
Modern
back.
Modern Family was killing it 10 years
ago. Yeah, How I Met Your Mother, The Office, Parks and Rec, 30 Rock, all these shows were doing so good, and there's just not a lot like it anymore.
Yeah. It's disappointing.
It's the way culture changes.
Yeah, but a part of me died last night with that announcement because I dreamed of hosting a late show eventually, one of these days. Yeah, I mean, it's the dream job. You can talk about whatever you want. You got writers to write the jokes for you, and you get to interview the best celebrities on the planet. Unfortunately, there might not be an audience for that anymore. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. And it's a party here because we're all supporting the Children's Hospital of Richmond. River City Roll has teamed up with Pendleton Law Team to partner up and host an Anthem Lemonade Stand today at River City Roll to raise money for the Children's Hospital of Richmond. Stop by anytime till 3 p.m. Try your aim at the Dunk Tank featuring Jeff Wicker and Rebecca Wild from Mix 98.1 Odyssey Richmond. $20 off your bowling when you donate $10 or more. It all goes to the Children's Hospital of Richmond. You can sip some ice cold lemonade for a great cause. We can work together, team, to make this the sweetest fundraiser of the summer. Come roll with us at River City Roll and support the Children's Hospital of Richmond. Wanted to do another Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. As I was asked this morning on the Team 980, how many touchdowns will Jaden Daniels throw this year? If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I'll give you my answer, but first I want to go to the boys behind the glass here. Look, Jaden Daniels had one of the most iconic rookie seasons in the history of the National Football League. And he was throwing the ball to Olamani Zaccheaus and Noah Brown, Terry McLaurin, Luke McCaffrey, and an old as dirt Zach Ertz. And you know what? It still worked. With a bad offensive line, with a running game that really couldn't establish, you know, themselves early in games, he had one of the best seasons in Commanders history for a quarterback and one of the best seasons in NFL history for a rookie quarterback. The future is now with Jaden Daniels in his 3,568 yards, 25 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. Stubb, how many touchdowns will Jaden Daniels throw in 2025 and why?
I'm going to say that it starts with a 3.
Ooh. What do you mean? Like 30-something?
Yeah. I'm going to go crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Here.
Let me sip what you're sipping.
Give me
more.
An
MVP That's a Super Bowl
season.
Championship.
Give me a Super Bowl championship. Give me he's throwing to Debo. He's throwing to Terry because we're going to sign him. He might even throw to Eckler and B-Route for touchdowns. I want a crazy season from him.
Oof. All right. 30-something. I like that number
going
a lot.
There.
Can you give me an exact number?
I'll go 30 flat. I'll go flat.
Okay. So let me tell you who threw for 30 or more touchdowns last season. Only 5 guys. Sam Darnold, Jared Goff, Lamar, Baker, Joe Burrow. If Bo Nix can throw for 29 as a rookie, if Bo Nix can throw for 29, Jaden can throw for 30. I like that a lot. Biff, you're up.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think about how many. He had, what, 24, 25 touchdowns last year?
25 touchdowns last year.
25
touchdowns. Joe Burrow led the league with 43.
Yeah, so I don't think he's touching that. I was going to say I wouldn't be surprised because C.J. Stroud had 20 touchdowns this year, and he had a slump. So I'm going to go – you know what? I'm going to go either – it's going to be in between 28 and we're going to say 34. I don't think in between there. I think that's a very – because I think now you got to understand he's upgraded his wide receiver room. And I think at the end of the day, I think he's going to be rushing the ball a lot more. I want to see him rush for touchdowns too. So yeah, I'm going to say in between 28, 34. If I put money on it, I say 31.
Okay, so you're in with 31. Stubbs in with 30. I don't want to disappoint people and deflate the room here.
Oh, jeez.
But I said 17 Nancy. Touchdowns.
What the?
17 touchdowns.
All right, get this guy off the show.
I think here's what it comes down to. I don't think that this is a team that's going to be relying on Jaden Daniels to throw the ball into the end zone. What are we hoping will be our strength? The offensive line. What were we not able to do last year? Run the dang ball into the end zone. What do the good football teams do? They get to the red zone and they pound it in. Too many times this year, we were forced for Jaden to throw it on fourth down, fourth and one from the one, right? That's bogus. That's bogus. You didn't hear anybody complaining about Jalen Hurts winning the Super Bowl, only throwing 18 touchdowns last year for the Philadelphia Eagles because Saquon ran it in and Hurts ran it in. You don't need to throw 25-plus touchdowns to have success if you're able to run the ball. And so I think Brian Robinson gets into the end zone 7 or 8 times. I think we're sleeping on Deebo Samuel in a running back role, getting into the end zone a few times. Austin Eckler, maybe Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt or Chris Rodriguez. I think Jaden Daniels can have a very successful season with just 17 touchdowns, but I'm predicting over 4,000 yards. I'm predicting he does the completion percentage of 69% again. I think he wins 10-plus games. I just don't think he has the touchdowns because I don't think he's going to be asked to do that as much. I'm not saying this is a negative, just 17 touchdowns, but, like, look what you got from a lot of guys last year that – you know, didn't have the 25-plus touchdowns, but still had a really solid season. And so I think the yards, to me, are more important than Jaden Daniels throwing it into the end zone. He'll throw it in the end zone if they need him to. But my whole thing about this offseason was we bolstered the line. Now you put the line to work, and you hand the ball to B-Rob at the 5-yard line, and he's got to get into the end zone. And so that's why I'm saying he takes a step back with the touchdowns. I think we'll throw for the yards. I think we'll have a great season. But I think 17 touchdowns can still be a very good season if you're getting the touchdowns from someone else.
My biggest problem with is like I love B-Rob. Don't get me wrong, and I think he's a bulldozer. I worry that he isn't going to be as effective because of – well, first off, I worry about his injury. He's not always that injured, but I feel like he's always like missing like 3 games, right? And I worry that, I mean, Austin Eckler is not going to get into the end zone unless he's throwing the ball. So I worry that the rushing touchdown. So I kind of agree with you, and I kind of want to change my answer, but I'm going to stick on it because I know what you say. You got to make once you say it, you got to stick with it. So I'm going to stick with it, but I worry about the rushing game. But I do like that. I do understand what you're saying.
Look, if Jaden Daniels is forced to throw the ball for 30 touchdowns, we're talking about a team that's probably going to draft a running back or maybe even make a midseason trade for a running back.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, we need that to get over the hump and to get back to the conference championship. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. 833-804-0910. We'll take your calls next on AWOD Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Appreciate everybody supporting the show. You can download the podcast on the free Odyssey app or search Best of AWOD Radio or Spotify or iTunes. Trent letting me know he's listening. Trent, thanks for listening on the Odyssey app. Robert is tuning in as well. And we want to reward the listeners right now. Anytime you hear this sound on AWOD Radio, you know it's time for a giveaway.
And who's our next contestant?
Ding, 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 ding. Tell her what she's won.
So if you want to go to Collecticon when it comes to the Greater Richmond Convention Center next weekend, July 26th and 27th, call in right now, 833-804-0910. We're going to give away five pair of tickets to Saturday for Collecticon at the Richmond Convention Center, July 26th. Callers right now, five pair of tickets, 833-804-0910. Anytime you hear this sound on AWOD Radio, you know it's time for a giveaway.
And who's our next contestant?
Ding, 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 ding. Tell her what she's won.
That's 833-804-0910. Call in right now to be one of our five lucky winners. 833-804-0910. I mean, we're giving away a ton of tickets right now to Collecticon. It's the nation's largest trading card and pop culture convention coming to Richmond next Saturday and Sunday at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. It's going to be over 1,000 vendors, dealers, showcasing the largest displays of trading cards and collectibles. And my goodness, have sports trading cards blown up in this country. We just had Josh Harris buy a Jaden Daniels card for, what was it, Biff? I mean, he paid it might have been $1 million. Did he pay $500,000? It was just insane. Josh Harris spent that on a Jaden Daniels rookie card. So this is the largest displays of trading cards and collectibles. You can bring your own cards, bring your own memorabilia for grading and authentication. And also, I grew up playing Pokemon as a kid. Wish I got it back into it with Pokemon Go. Collecticon has the largest display of Pokemon, so make sure to bring the kids and family. Collecticon next Saturday and Sunday, giving everybody a chance to win. Giving away tickets right now, 833-804-0910. Is Biff in on Collecticon?
If I get a free ticket, let me just call in so I can get this free ticket, and then I'll definitely go. Yeah, it's really simple. I totally go.
804-0910. You can get tickets online, collecticonusa.com, or you could just listen to this show and call in right now, 833-804-0910. We're giving away one pair of ticket right now. Then 10 seconds later, Stubbs going to pick up the phone and give away a second pair of tickets. We're going to give away five pair of tickets today, right now, 833-804-0910. You're not going to get a better opportunity to go to Collecticon for free at the Richmond Convention Center in Richmond, July 26, 2025. Stubb is picking up the phone right now, 833-804-0910. We close the show by spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the night. We call this segment Game Day on the Fan.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day. Game Day.
Second half of the Major League Baseball season begins today. Washington Nationals, 6:45 will be your first pitch at home as they take on the Padres. Second half storylines to keep your eye on for the Nationals. It has to start with the trade deadline. Will there be a massive sell-off? Nathaniel Lowe is a candidate. I don't want it to be Mackenzie Gore. Could Mike DiBartolo considering giving up his ace pitcher? What will James Wood do in his second half of the season? A number that was previously reached by only Alfonso Soriano in the club's first couple seasons when he hit 46 home runs. Bryce Harper hit 42. Can James Wood be part of the 40 home run club? And then you wonder, well, how many RBIs can he get? The team leader in the history of the Nationals? That's Anthony Rendon's team record of 126 RBIs, ribbies, on a season. So that is what I've got for Game Day. Should mention the Flying Squirrels in action. And you know what? I want to give away a pair of tickets right now for the Diamond Through the Decades game, which will be 6 days from now, next week, July 24th, against the Portland Sea Dogs. Let's give away four tickets right now. Anytime you hear this sound on AWOD Radio, you know it's time for another giveaway. That's 833-804-0910. Tell her what she's won. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Four tickets to see the Flying Squirrels. You got to call in right now before Grant and Danny take over here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.